Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
3-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Cut fastball. 12 strikeouts for Crochet in his last inning of work. He strikes out the side. Oink, oink.
0-2. Aroldis is ready. He throws.
Swing and a miss. He got him. Ball game over. The Red Sox win 2 of 3 in Atlanta. Garrett Crochet, the definition of an ace, and a breakout weekend for Trevor Story. The Red Sox beat the Braves 3-1. All around great team win here today.
I guess that's what we're doing with Garrett Crochet starts, I guess. I didn't realize that.
I mean, he's a 3-time Hoss of the Week. We've had to retire it, but there are conflicting kind of nicknames or monikers for
oink,
Garrett Crochet.
Oink!
Okay. I mean, a great outing out of Garrett Crochet yesterday. It's been a phenomenal season for Garrett Crochet. Not that it's been a great Red Sox season. 12 Ks, 7 innings. I believe 112 yesterday was a career high, if I'm not mistaken. I thought I heard that on the broadcast yesterday. Good thing they kept him to 85 in that one start against the Mets.
Oh, I know.
Huh?
They saved him.
Well, his next start, he's going to have to be 85, isn't he?
Probably. You would think, because he went 108, 112 in the next two. So they're probably going to have to limit the third one.
70 pitches next start.
Yeah, seriously.
So this is another thought that
just
I had.
Skip him. Don't even have him pitch.
So this was weeks in the making, but just the more we've thought about the 85 pitches after they really needed them, and what came out was Garrett Crochet doesn't want to know, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to know when it's going to be a short start for him. So that would mess with him. Wouldn't it now, going forward, always mess with him then?
Right, he's like, am I getting pulled
in? Is today the day?
Am I going 112? Am I throwing the most pitches I've ever thrown?
So you have no idea? It's one thing if it's like,
yeah, screw with me.
It's like a one-off. No, he doesn't know.
Credit to him, it would screw with me, though, yeah.
It would. Now, obviously, nothing affected him yesterday. Not even the Braves. Like, he dominated them. But yeah, going forward, at least in the back of his mind, he's got to know, like, maybe this is the time that they're going to come out and get me. I don't know.
Maybe. Red Sox do take 2 out of 3, and it's hour 2, Jones and Keefe, here on WEEI. We'll get you a Dork Minute at 11:45. Netflix with a flood of announcements over the weekend, including Stranger Things, which we'll get to coming up later on this hour. We'll get back to the Patriots as well. They have OTAs today. Media will be present. So we'll see if Drake May takes a step forward. We'll let you know if Steph Diggs is actually in attendance. My guess is no.
Okay.
But he did post himself in full uniform on Instagram today, right?
Yeah, he had an Instagram story today where it's just like him. First of all, he has like a little like a message. June 1st today. So that was really from yesterday, I guess. And I pray new blessings, new money, good health, and positive vibes all month.
Nice.
Heart emoji.
Nice.
And then, yeah, there's like a close-up of him catching a football wearing his Patriots jersey and helmet.
Okay.
Okay, that's something.
If that means he's showing up, great. Good for him. I want him out there. McDaniel's scheduled to speak later on this hour as well. We'll see what he has to say about Diggs, May, the offense, et cetera. Etc.
Oh, real quick, so people don't get the pig thing?
Yeah.
On text line?
This is Lou who started
Lou
this, right?
Maloney called him a pig. Because he's got filthy stuff.
He's nasty.
Yeah, pigs maybe. Are...
Oink! Oink!
I think I got filthy stuff.
One more time, Nick. Let me just get that one more time.
Oink, oink.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's going to catch on, but it kind of already has caught on. It kind of already has.
Was that like when Jones would show up to the Northeastern bars and say,
oink, oink.
No.
Who's coming home with Jones?
No.
Oink, oink.
I wish. I would have taken it. Let's reenact. Can we reenact Keith at the Lobster Bar on Friday? Can we do that?
Oink, oink.
Thank you.
Sometimes you got to speak the language. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, as the text line points out.
But yeah, so he's filthy. So for Lou, he's a pig. For us, he's a big guy, so he's a hoss.
As the text line.
It's different farm animals.
The text line points out. Sounds like the Red Sox won the pennant. No.
They won that game.
Just a series against Atlanta.
Still
which,
3 games under .500.
Which, good for them.
Which they never were a year ago.
Nope.
They were never 3 games under. And so they just beat the Braves 2 out of 3. The Braves can't hit for all their guys that they have. Good Lord. But, yeah, so they do take 2 out of 3. So I guess that's a step in the right direction because you had lost 5 in a row. You've been a mess.
But we've been here before. We thought taking 2 out of 3 against the Mets was significant, although that ended on a real down note. We were just referencing the Crochet game with 85 pitches. They took 2 out of 3 back-to-back series, Texas and Kansas City. So, I mean, we've been here before. I'm happy they took 2 out of 3. I'm happy Crochet was awesome. I'm happy Trevor Story seems to be waking up a touch.
No, don't buy in on that.
Okay, I'm not.
He's going to have one good week. He might be good tonight, and then it's going to fizzle away.
It's not predictive of anything.
No.
But let's give him credit for what he did over the weekend. He had a good weekend.
He smacked a couple of balls hard.
Okay.
That's it.
He knocked in all their runs yesterday.
I know, but he stinks.
Okay.
And if anybody gets like, hey, they got Trevor Story back, they do not.
I'm not saying that.
I know. I'm just letting the people know.
I'm just giving him credit for what he did over the weekend. That's all.
That might just be isolated to the weekend. Might be the Atlanta ballpark, the Atlanta air. That's it.
I don't think it's carrying over to anything.
No.
But I will give him credit for how he hit over the weekend.
Trevor Story's back.
I put a T in my back, dude.
Yeah, it's Trevor Story post-game.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah, anyway,
I'm out.
For 2 games.
Yeah. I'm sorry, 2 games is what I meant to say.
Because that was his first year with the Red Sox. He had, like, all of his production in, like, 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. So, no, I mean, I'll take the 2 out of 3. And Crochet was awesome yesterday. He was terrific. He's got an ERA under 2,
but
he's a pig out there. But the team is still like .500 in his starts.
Well,
like that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, the team is underachieving in general. They're bad in his starts. Not really his fault. He's had one iffy start, maybe two iffy starts.
He's
that's
like
it.
Deserved to lose. Honestly, he had 2 games where he gave up 4 runs.
We were at one of them.
Yeah, the Seattle game. And then he had a Toronto game, which was his third start of the year.
Okay. So they can't score. The team's underachieving. I was going to say, even lost in all of the taking 2 out of 3, Craig Breslow on the trip. Should we read into that in any way, shape, or form? Breslow on the trip, speaking to the media, right? That was in Atlanta where he spoke with the media, I believe, right? Yeah, thumbs up from Nick. So he's on the trip. He's talking, which is all right. I mean, I know he talks here every other week. In the front office report with the Greg Hill Show. You can check it out on the Odyssey app if you missed any of Craig Breslow last week. But I just find that interesting anyway, where Breslow is on the trip, and now he's being asked about all these various moves. He's asked about Cora as well. But here's what he said about any impending roster shakeup over the weekend.
I try to be rooted in doing what's best for the team in every decision that I make, whether that is a personnel decision, a transaction, a conversation, and that's what will continue to guide us. And so if we get to a place where we feel like shaking something up is the right thing for the team, obviously I need to be prepared to do that. But also I'm not one to kind of scapegoat any individual. We've got 26 guys, we've got a coaching staff that all care deeply about turning this around and making sure we're winning games. And my job is to help support that and push that in any way that I can.
Okay. A whole bunch of nothing there from Breslow.
No, the offense still stinks. Like, you scored 3 runs yesterday, and you got the win because Crochet was awesome. You didn't score many runs at all in the series. So, yeah, you're fortunate to take 2 out of 3. And if you start stacking series, like, that's how you get back into things. And there's obviously a long way to go in the season, but they can't hit. You have the best minor league player in the world playing for Worcester right now, and you won't call him up. I understand that he's rooted to making the best decisions for the team. I can't find the other side of it with Anthony. Like, with every argument, maybe you can maybe see the other person's side, or you can see why a move either is made or isn't made. You're like, I don't agree with it, but I sort of get it. This is one where I don't get it at all. Like, there's no reason to have Roman Anthony not with the Major League Club on June 2nd.
Well, the Red Sox have what until the end of the day before we're going to take matters into our own hands.
That's right.
I mean,
we're going to have to go back to Worcester.
We've been warning you for the better part of a week, Red Sox.
That's right.
to figure something out. They're back at home today. It's the Angels tonight. Is that right?
Angels, the Halos.
Okay, and the Yankees are looming. So it's a big week around here. We've been letting you know for about a week now that if you don't call them up on your own, the Royals, by the way, are calling up their top prospect. You see this?
Yo, I saw that.
And the Red Sox did make a move, right? They're calling up an outfielder, aren't they?
Are.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
did they, what, is it Anthony?
No.
Who?
Nate Eaton.
Nate Eaton.
Is that Adam Eaton's brother? Or maybe Mark Eaton's brother. Remember Mark Eaton?
Could be Mark.
7'4" on a big grizzly beard.
Do I remember Mark Eaton? I think we talked about him last week.
Yeah, probably.
He probably comes up
Haas
once a week. All right, if you were still playing, Haas of every
Haas
week.
Of the week.
That guy was a Haas.
Yeah, I think they called up, I think it was, it's Nate Eaton.
Yeah, Nate Eaton.
Yes, it is.
Okay, nice. So they're calling up, they're calling up an outfielder.
Yeah.
They're not calling up Roman Anthony. It was like the Red Sox and Royals, two of the top prospects in baseball, holding out on calling these guys up. It's like a staring contest to make sure they don't call guys up too early to win Rookie of the Year so that they lose a year of service time or accrue a year towards free agency and they have to pay these guys more money down the line, which is so cheap that you're even dealing with prospects the way the Royals are. But they're calling their guy up.
Nate Eaton's played in 72 career big league games. He's 28 years old.
Okay.
He's a career 201 hitter.
Okay, so north of 200.
201.
Might honestly help the offense the way it's going.
Well, it's like that Jamie Westbrook guy they called up last year. He was in the minors for 11 years.
Yep,
he was.
Story, though.
So he's
one dong.
Not Roman Anthony. One career dong?
One career dong.
Nice.
Yep. Left the yard in a hurry, though.
So
they called him up, and the reactions were great. It's like, sorry, you guys understand you can call people up from Worcester. Like, you've made that transaction.
You do know
you pick
that
up
you can
the
do
phone.
It. You can call up an outfielder.
Yeah, but Anthony's
just
not ready.
Not the top prospect in baseball.
Anthony's not ready.
So, look, Worcester plays on Wednesday, day game on Wednesday. We may just have to take matters in our own hands and go get the guy.
I'm in.
Okay? All right. So let's it's up to you, Red Sox. Mm-hmm. You've been warned. We've been warning you for the better part of a week. That's not the only thing Breslow said. You catch this as well? Breslow gave Cora a vote of confidence.
Oh, which boy.
I would say normally is a little scary for
big
a
time.
Manager and or coach.
Yeah, you never want to hear it.
He said, we have a lot of confidence in Alex's ability to lead this group. That doesn't mean that we don't have conversations every day about what he might be missing or what more we can do. But we obviously made a commitment to Alex. We're going to see that through. Right now, it's about making sure we're doing everything we can to enable 26 guys, blah, blah, blah.
26 guys, yeah.
I thought he said something about the full 3 years remaining on his contract, but maybe I made that up. But anyway, a vote of confidence for Alex Cora.
That's to see this through, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We made
it.
A commitment to him, and we're going to see this through.
Got it.
It's like,
So you think that's bad news for Cora, the vote of confidence from Breslow?
I think the vote of confidence is always a bad sign.
I think it's bad news he's on the trip. Like, that's just bad. That's bad news for the whole team. Like, impending shakeups, doing something with the manager. Like, why is Breslow even there? It's not, you know... I know GMs will make trips periodically. Dombrowski used to do it. I feel like Bloom never did it. I don't think Breslow usually does it.
Bloom famously didn't even go like during the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. Like Bloom wasn't even there for that.
Mm-hmm.
So is it too early for real trades? Because that's one reason to be on a trip. You know, like the call-ups and things like that. I don't know if it's as important for him to be there. Because you would think if he's moving on from somebody, you know, hear it from him. Like that's a professional thing. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like, oh, I really want to go to Atlanta. I really want to take in a game down there.
Let's go see Acuña in person.
Yeah, maybe.
It's true.
Let me give you another negative with Cora this weekend.
All right.
He pulled a Mayo. He pulled a Gerard Mayo this weekend. I don't know if anybody noticed it. But Gerard Mayo famously was like, yeah, we're going to bench Ramondre Stevenson, and then he started a game. Remember that?
I do.
End of the year. Alex Cora said Christian Campbell was going to get a game at first base in Atlanta.
What happened? Likely
Sunday.
Yeah.
And Campbell did not play first base in any of the three games in Atlanta.
What happened?
Yeah, you had to get Toro in there.
Had to get Toro.
He's been good.
Toro actually has been pretty good. He had two hits yesterday. But Toro was your first baseman and cleanup hitter yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so Campbell, we thought, was going to play first. We thought maybe this is...
Why say he was going to play it first? Like, you didn't have to announce it a week in advance. You didn't have to do that. That's a Mayo.
He is Gerard Mayo.
That was a Gerard Mayo-esque move to be like, he's playing at first on Sunday in Atlanta. That's what he's doing, and then you don't do it. It looks like your communication is horrible, which, as we know...
it's the worst.
We know it is.
It's the worst of the four teams in the city, I would say. The communication's a mess. It's what sort of got you into this whole situation to begin with, going all the way back to your communication with Devers in the offseason, and what should have been a really exciting offseason with all these big additions ended up getting kind of smeared by the relationship there with Devers, him not being, you know, pissed about going to DH. Now the whole thing bleeds into the season. He won't play first base. And now you're trying to deal with that while the team is losing. pitchers don't know how many pitches they're going to start. Guys don't know what position they're going to play.
Right.
So if he's telling us Campbell's playing first, did he tell him? Did he not? Like, what's the communication with him? I can't imagine good.
Terrible. $10 shake in the Twitch chat. Oh, my God. Cora changed his mind. You wonder why coaches don't talk to you, jabronis. Well, I did talk to Cora for a year.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't like it.
I think he pulled the plug on that.
It could have been 2 years.
Yeah. He pulled a Raycroft.
He chose to pull a Raycroft. That's true. Yeah. We talked to some coaches last year, Keith.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they didn't want to be here.
I think it speaks
Springer and Van Pelt and everybody else. We talked to some coaches.
Oh, are we doing the coordinator series again?
Ooh, I wouldn't
Springer
hold my...
Springer sounded like he wanted to be here.
No, you know what? The Spring Dog.
Springer did.
Yeah, Springer's on.
Springer volunteered to talk to us, actually.
That guy gets it.
We had him on more than anybody else.
Yeah. That's for sure. But Van Pelt and Covington, not so much.
No, I think it speaks to the bigger issue that they don't even know what they're doing.
Thank you. It's not that he changed his mind. I don't care that that was the plan and then they changed their minds. It's that they announced the plan. They announced it was the plan and then didn't do it.
Yeah.
That looks, again, dysfunctional and or Mayo-esque. Maybe there's some overlap there in those two things.
Because he still played in the game, so it wasn't like Campbell was a scratch or anything like that.
What do you think happened? Why didn't he play on Sunday?
Maybe they felt like he wasn't ready.
Is there any
chance?
Maybe
he thought he was going to...
Is there any chance he's like, I'm not doing it?
No.
No?
No. No. Based on everything we know about the guy.
Based on everything we know about this team?
He's a happy-to-be-there guy. Remember the story at the beginning of camp? Like, he was shocked he didn't even have a roommate, on the road?
So zero chance he said, I'm not doing it.
He plays
zero.
Second, center, and left, and he's been asked to take grounders at first, and he's done it.
Uh-huh.
And he's hitting every spot in the order.
But he had played second in the outfield. He's never played first base.
Well, I mean, he's played three positions. Why not make it four?
Okay,
taking grounders, right? Is Devers taking grounders at first?
No.
So Devers has said no.
Yeah.
Campbell, I don't think, has said no.
But did Campbell say not right now? Again, not when I say no, I don't mean he'll never play it. I mean, hey, I'm not ready. Don't put me out there. I don't want to do it. And Devers has, opened up the door for players like Christian Campbell to do that?
I don't
You're
think
saying
so.
Okay.
I don't think that's the case.
Okay, I don't think so. Fine.
Oh, with this team, anything is a possibility with this team.
Okay, thank you.
It's definitely could have crept in there a little bit, but that would be, my guess is either Cora or Breslow, who, as you said, is on the trip, so maybe he's a little bit more hands-on this trip with what's going on with everything with the club. Maybe he kind of weighed in on that, but I would say it was not a Campbell decision.
Okay. Mass Live had an update over the weekend on Rafi Devers. I guess, is it the Ortiz golf tournament? Is that what's going on right now?
I don't know. I have Ortiz talking about this.
Okay, Brad, I was looking at pictures of it. I mentioned this to Nick. Let me play Ortiz in one sec. I want to read from Mass Live first. I don't know where Ortiz was speaking. Bradfo was talking to him. Barring a change as the season goes on, Mass Live reports, Boston's decision makers do not expect Rafi Devers to pick up a glove in 2025.
I'm not surprised.
Though manager Alex Cora has publicly left the door open for Devers to eventually start getting reps at first base, privately, team officials remain very pessimistic about the chances of Devers taking the field at either corner. This week, one official expressed with some certitude that the experiment would not be happening. Unlike Campbell, again, he's not playing first either, Devers has not taken, to answer your question, Keith, a single rep at first base during pregame work this season. In recent weeks, he's not been seen taking grounders at third as he was earlier this year. So he's not even doing that.
He burned his glove.
Initially, I find this comical. And this is McAdam and Cotillo. I think they do good stuff, but I find this comical. It's the excuse from the team. Initially, it was Breslow, not Cora, who approached Devers about potentially moving to first, which led to some questions about communication within the organization.
Hmm.
But one industry source recently offered that the strategy was deliberate.
Yeah, right. Oh, they did that on purpose.
With the Red Sox purposely having Breslow and not Cora approach Devers about playing first base, the idea, the source said, was that if Devers responded unfavorably to the request, as he quickly did, the long-standing, strong relationship between player and manager would be negatively impacted, and the team could still have Cora preserve an open line of communication with the club's highest-paid and longest-tenured member. So basically...
Yeah, I think it's been going great.
Hey, Craig, why don't you go talk to him?
Yeah.
That way, if it doesn't go well, Cora can fix it.
My hands are clean on this one. I don't think that's how
right.
it works.
Get out of my face with that.
That doesn't work.
So Devers now, and I think we all could have guessed this.
Yeah.
But the team is now telling Mass Live he's not expected to move to first.
I'm shocked.
And or third base.
Yeah.
What did Devers have to say about all this,
no,
Nick? I'm sorry. Ortiz have to say about all? No, we've heard Devers. I'm sorry. What did Ortiz have to say about all this?
If I was him, I would have put myself available for anything. But that was me. He was a third baseman that was asked to be a DH. Now all of a sudden you want him to play first base. I guess you had to give him some time for him to learn if he wanted to. Because he's doing great at the DH. You know, I don't want to miss that. I mean, you're leading the league in RBIs. You got all your things going on as a batter. That's a good thing. So we cannot just crush the guy every time we feel like. We need to know that he's an important piece for this organization. He's doing what he was asked for. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's not.
And
I don't.
But yeah, I think he should just think about what would be better for the organization, him at first or him at CDH, and go from there. But we have to give him some time.
Have you talked to him?
I haven't talked to him about this. Yeah.
David Ortiz.
Give him some time. No, I agree. Let's give him some time. Give him some time to think about it.
Ortiz really started out by saying exactly how he felt on the matter.
Uh-huh.
I would do it.
Yeah.
David Ortiz says, I would play wherever they want me to play.
Uh-huh.
That's Hall of Famer David Ortiz. Be like, I would play wherever.
And honestly, that's most players.
It is. Yeah. And most of the guys on the current team, guys that he's played with before. But he then doesn't want to piss off Devers either. So he then turns it into, well, you did ask him to do this, that, and the other thing, but then he even ends it with, but I would think about like what's best for the team. So he tries to be nice to Devers in the middle, but like how he really feels, you could tell, was at the beginning and the end of that comment.
Yeah. Give him time, though. I agree. Yeah, more time. I mean, he's only known since February that they wanted him to move.
Right.
And he's only had, now at this point, a week plus since Bregman got hurt, and tons of time before that since Tristan Cassis got hurt. And he could have been taking ground balls the whole time. I'm sure the team asked him, but sure, give him more time.
I also love
more
how
time
they,
to think about it.
I love how he and others make going from third base to DH sound like going from like catcher to
Thank
closer.
You.
Well, like you're, like, what are you talking about?
What everybody misses,
you already hit.
Is Devers didn't even want to go to DH, and he was wrong. He was clearly wrong about DH. He didn't want to do that. He left in a huff, and he was wrong. He's probably wrong again. Just get off your ass and move. But he won't do it mass live with further reporting, and you're right. I mean, David Ortiz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Doesn't sound like he really agrees with Devers, despite being complimentary
right.
of the way he's playing. 617-779-7937. We got a Dork Minute with Keith at 11:45. We'll get back to the Patriots at high noon. Any news from Josh McDaniels, who's scheduled to speak less than 10 minutes from now? We'll be sure to pass that along. And let's get to the latest trade rumor involving the Red Sox. No, it's not a prospect. It's a guy who got MVP votes a year ago, the MVP of the All-Star game, Jarren Duran. Let's get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.